Item number 10 is the update on financial vulnerabilities, risks, and progress on initiatives related to the 2021 budget.
Thank you. So this is our slightly updated report from our September report on our risks and vulnerabilities and even some opportunities here. So very similar list to what you saw in September. The main risk continues to be Milwaukee County's general financial health. As I spoke to earlier, there is starting to see, be some opportunity here as we see more openness at the state level for a potential sales tax increase in Milwaukee County, which would help Milwaukee County get over that hump of pension, legacy pension liability. That would help, that would free up our operating budget for either potential tax levy, level setting our tax levy in the future, or even tax levy increases in the future, and would also help Milwaukee County continue to fund important services like parks and museums and other things that we all benefit from. So continued to be a concern, but we're very hopeful that there can be some resolution on that front in the next few years as the state starts to see the gravity of the situation here in both the county and Milwaukee City's point of view from a stagnant revenue generation perspective. The other item here I have is the inpatient revenue loss due to the bed capacity reduction. Again, spoke to this in September, spoke to this on the dashboard slide. We're anticipating a substantial revenue loss in 2021, but once we, I think we'll make it through this budget process with some reliance on reserves and have a much more realistic revenue budget in 2022. The other just general risk is ongoing system change. This has already been pointed out. We have some pretty big changes on the horizon in 22 with UHS, with the Mental Health Emergency Center. We're hopeful that we've been very conservative in how we've budgeted for those changes. We think that we're getting a very good deal with our daily rate from Granite Hills, but all it takes is some changes to how Medicaid enrollment works to have our uninsured population start to skyrocket again, and that would make Milwaukee County liable for significantly more patients and costs in that setting. Similarly, at the Mental Health Emergency Center, we think we budgeted for the upper limit of potential costs in that setting with some real exciting revenue enhancements on the horizon. But it's a very new facility with a new operator, and there's a lot of unknowns still to resolve. The other item on the revenue side is our 2020 crisis intervention cost report and our WMCR cost report in general. For those of you that don't know, we have around $50 million of our community programming, which is our CCS, our CSP, our TCM, and our crisis intervention. All of those services are actually reimbursed on a cost report basis. So we get a payment from Medicaid in the current year, which is just considered our kind of interim payment, and then we get our fully true-up payment at the end of the following fiscal year through a very labor-intensive cost report called WMCR, which is great. It usually enables us to access more costs or claim more costs and access more revenue. However, it also is sometimes hard to predict, and we are putting a lot of our eggs in one basket and are anticipating a very substantial WMCR payment here in December. Right now, we feel that our current projected amount is reasonable, if not maybe a little conservative. We're around $500,000 below what our 2020 payment was, but we never actually know until we get the check in the mail from the state. The last item I'd like to mention on risks is just continued concerns on the labor market side. As I mentioned earlier, we have been able to make some progress with RAP care coordinators, with CSP, and some other very specific situations. We've been able to offer rate increases to at least partially cover some of the labor cost increases that our providers are seeing, but we're still getting phone calls, emails, at least once a week from our provider partner agencies who are struggling with their rates, many of whom have rates that haven't changed in 10 or 15 years that they've been able to get by on with low inflation rates. But as labor costs are now starting to really increase, they're really having trouble keeping up with competitors like Amazon and other operations that are offering better wages and more competitive hours. So working with this partners on a case-by-case basis and the state on additional revenue opportunities to help offset those increased costs. Opportunities, again, spoke to this earlier, the Milwaukee County ARPA funds are a huge one. We're hoping to use a substantial amount of the county's award on the COGS facility renovation. We are anticipating additional mental health block grant supplemental, substance abuse block grant supplemental awards. I mentioned earlier with the RAP clinic, the healthcare infrastructure opportunity. We're hoping to use that to jumpstart a lot of our community clinic partnerships like the RAP Wellness Clinic. We have the also the opioid settlement fund on the horizon with the potential to offer significant funding to our AODA system of care. So a lot of potential opportunities, but with these opportunities, there's additional administrative burden, additional reporting complexity, and other factors to consider and keep on top of. Last one, again, I spoke to this last time, I believe, which is our NICRA, or a negotiated indirect cost rate agreement with the federal government. Right now, whenever we get a new award, like those supplemental block grants that I spoke to earlier, we can only claim the 10% de minimis admin costs, which often doesn't go to cover our full administrative costs of taking on a new grant award. If we were to negotiate an indirect cost rate agreement with the federal government, we could potentially get 40 or even 50% administrative cost recovery on new awards, which would make them truly sustainable for our operation. So right now we're working with the Grants and Special Projects Office, as well as the Comptroller's Office, on moving forward with that. We're hopeful to secure a negotiated indirect cost rate agreement sometime in 2022, which will also relieve some of the pressure on our 2023 budget.
Okay. Questions? Comments? Observations? Thank you, Matt. Back to you, Joe.